Hello, this is Daniel Aslam again, and welcome to the Me Podcast. This is episode 81. Wow, and I have not posted on here in like, I feel like it's been like a year. sorry about that. But today I just felt very led to talk about some things, and I need to get back on sharing more and exposing more and being more vulnerable, just getting myself out there again. So I was about to go to bed, but I felt convicted, so I am releasing an episode right now, and I just want to talk about a quick update on what has been going on in my life. And so that's what I'm going to talk about. I was gonna read a scripture to you, but I think I'm just gonna actually talk about what's been going on as an update versus the scripture, but maybe I'll get to that scripture. But anyways, basically a lot of things have been happening. There's a lot of shifts that's taking place. What I really wanted to emphasizing this is so important, and this is something that I've realized, that because I have such a strong entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm very type A personality, I am very focused, hyper focused on getting things done and making sure we're moving forward and doing things and doing that and doing this. And I just got to a realization recently. It's hit me hard, and I'm still kind of processing it because I don't really know how to receive it or how to move forward with it. And it's the concept of my identity has been shaped by my doings and not my beings. And I learned about this about myself, and it was just that I've been so trained and so like I grew up with such a doctrine, I guess, that I have to do something to receive something, or I have to do something to move forward, or I have to do something to shape my identity in a sense. And I think I got to a point where everything that I do and everything that I have done has shaped my identity. And instead of knowing who I am, regardless of what I've done or regardless of the things that I am doing. So that's kind of an interesting topic to talk about, because a lot of people do use the things that you have done to kind of create that credibility, or that create your experience to validate yourself as a person of who you are and your identity. And I think that's very common in this world, but I just wanted to shift into like a kingdom perspective on how can we be and how can we dwell in his presence or under his shadow of his wing if we just be without having to do. And I think there's such an emphasis on doing in the worldly sense to be successful that we lose track and we lose sight of how to just be and receive the love and receive the sonship of the sonship part of our identity in Christ. And so that's mainly what I'm going through. That's a very difficult pill to swallow for me, because I've been so focused on what I need to do instead of what I need to be. And so it's literally completely shifted my entire perspective of my whole life, because everything that I do, I am doing something instead of being something. And even this concept, I'm like, okay, I'm going to be. So what do I need to do to be? I'm like still going back to the mindset of what do I need to do to be versus what do I need to be, right? I just need to be. But then how do I be without doing nothing? Or how do I be without, you know, it's just, I don't know. I'm like, what's the next step if I'm just being? It's like some people are just really good at being, and I think I used to judge them so hardly and thought of those people as such lazy people. But I don't think that that's the case. I think that it's very different than, different from being than being lazy. So, or doing lazy, I guess. That's why they call being lazy. Wow, I didn't even catch that. That's why they call it being lazy. You are just being. So you have to be being productive, being wise, being active, being in pursuit of destiny and in pursuit of excellence. So anyways, I wanted to share that. I think that's very important for those entrepreneurial spirits out there. Let's try not to be so focused on doing that let's just sit back and focus on how can we just be. And I think oftentimes entrepreneurial spirits, especially, I'm just talking to them because I am one of them. I think as an entrepreneurial spirited person, we're very, very on the thought process of future orientation, where we're constantly just thinking about what we can do, how we can do it, what is the vision, what is the goal, what are the steps to get there. When if you're just being, you don't have to know that, and you can just figure out what the Lord wants you to do in this very moment. And what he wants you to do today and not have to focus on tomorrow. And just like the birds in the air don't have to worry about where they get their food. They just fly around and get their food the day of. And that's the faith that we need to have. So, anyways, I hope this was helpful. Talk to you guys in the next episode. Bye.